Welcome to Business Online Education on BOE24, the partner of My Online Business Education. Presented to you by Andreas Bernisch and Matt Lloyd.
Hey guys, Matt Lloyd here. So today's question comes from a guy called George. And George has asked, let me just read this out. He said, Matt, should I wait until I'm positioned at a higher level in MOBE before I start generating leads? Or should I go ahead and build my business at this level, knowing that I'm going to be passing up future commissions? Okay, so what he's referring to here is our affiliate marketing program, where depending on your positioning, whether you are a MOBE license rights partner, titanium or platinum, there are different earning levels. Okay, so for example, as a platinum partner, you can earn $5,000 commissions. This is a question that I get often. Let me talk about what my advice is here. So number one, if you can get fully positioned, by all means, you absolutely should. Okay, the reason is the compensation plan in MOBE is heavily in favor of those who are fully positioned. Bigger commissions, you're not gonna pass up sales. The traffic that you go and get, you're going to get to keep all the rewards from it when people actually, they go through our marketing program and they upgrade. So you will make more money. I got fully positioned in, let me think when this was. This would have been about March of 2009. Okay, so I got into a business in about December 2008. I did stuff all for several months. I didn't really do anything. I didn't take action. But in about March of 2009, I decided to get fully positioned. Now, what that entailed was me putting in $38,000 Australian into this particular company. This was long before MOBE. It was about $24,000, but of course in 2009, we had the whole financial crash. So the exchange rate was, it was the worst time I could ever possibly do it. So I put in $38,000 Australian. That was every penny that I had. That was all of my money. I had maybe $1,000 in my bank account after doing so. Now here's the big benefit that I got. Up until that point, I had been treating my business like an $1,800 business because that's what I had invested in it. So I would spend a couple hours on it per night, probably not even that to be honest. And my attitude was, I really hope this works. Okay, listen to this part very carefully. This is key. My attitude was, I hope this works. You know, I've spent $1,800 on this. I hope that I can get some results and I do. You know, I hope I can get a sale here and there from it. So I'll give it a go and I'll see how it turns out. Maybe I'll give it 90 days, something like that, and let's hope it works. I then made the decision to get fully positioned in this company, which again was 38 grand. I was about 22, 23 at the time. All of my money. I'd been saving that up since I was a kid. Driving the combine harvester for my parents on their farm. So that was everything for me. I decided to put that into the business. And that whole decision, it took me a good week. And that was some very deep thinking. And I remember wiring $38,000 to this other guy in Australia who I was buying from. He was my sponsor. And immediately after doing that, the very next day, again, if I'm being honest, the very next day my thought was, what have I done? It was a mixture of sheer terror and I was afraid because again, I'm very frugal. I would hate to lose $1,800, but the idea of losing $38,000 just almost sickened me. There was no way that I could ever let that happen. So after I got over that initial shock of investing $38,000, I thought to myself now, instead of my thought being, I really hope this works, my thought became, I have to make this work, okay? I have to make this work or I will die trying. That's literally how I started thinking about my business. So I stopped stuffing around and just spending, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes on it every night, and suddenly I became very focused, obsessed with making this business work. I went and quit my other little job I had on the side, which was mowing lawns. Getting cash, I thought to myself, I've now got to think bigger. I've got to devote all my spare time to this. I've got to focus on it and I need to take action. So I started treating it like a $40,000 business because at that point, that's what I'd put into it, 40 grand. Now, Here's the truth, and a lot of people might not want to hear this, but this is the honest truth. So just by investing all of that money into this business, that did not make me successful. Some people think that's all it takes. I'm going to invest this money and suddenly I'm going to be successful. I got off to a slow start. It took me, after doing that, it took me probably 6 months before I ever made my first commission, first $1,000. And it wasn't from lack of trying, I'll tell you that. Okay, it really wasn't. What kept me going was I knew that I had put so much into this business. I'd seen other people do it, so I knew that it was possible. I just knew that I had to figure out what they were doing and I had to do the same thing. And I knew that there was no way that I was going to give up. So I got my first sale. Now, some people hearing that might think, well, Matt, I would hate for that to happen to me. You know, I would hate to invest all of this money into something and then not see anything for another 6 months. But I'm actually glad. I'm very, very glad that I did it. Here's why. If I hadn't done that investment, it would have been too easy for me to have just backed out of all of this and said, oh, internet marketing's way too hard. I can't do internet marketing, so I'm gonna quit that. That would have been way too easy. So what it did is it committed me to the business. Now I was committed. I didn't want it to work, I needed it to work. And there's a very big difference there. I needed it to work and I wasn't going to give up ever, okay? I was gonna make it work no matter what. And I did that. And now, almost $50 million later, if you ask me, well, Matt, are you glad that you put 38 grand into that business? Well, you already know what my answer is gonna be. Had I not done that though, I seriously doubt that I would be here today. I seriously doubt I would. I think that I would have just quit and I would have gone and got a job. And at this stage in my life, I might have been making, you know, 100 grand a year, or maybe I'd be doing okay. But I would never be living the lifestyle that my business has now afforded me. So my advice to you is, if you can afford to get positioned, even if you have to stretch yourself to do it for the compensation plan, but mainly do it for yourself. Do it for yourself, because you will treat your business, you will treat it with a level of commitment in direct proportion to what you put into it, both financially and time. The more you put into it, usually all other things being equal, the more serious you're going to take it. Okay, so if you can afford to get positioned, by all means do it. Some people come along and they find that very hard. So they do get started at maybe the MOB license rates level. They make a few sales, they do pass up a few commissions usually, and then they can get positioned later down the track. But if I look at who becomes the most successful people, it's usually the people who commit for the whole thing, okay? They go platinum from the very start. And why is that? Well, again, it's because they've got more invested into the business, okay? So that's my advice to you. I hope that helps, and I'll see you in another episode.
This was Business Online Education on BOE 24. Don't hesitate, it's not too late. Think of the better place we can create. Face the facts today. There's a better